Well, you've heard the phrase memo to self, right? Have you heard the phrase monument to self? Here's what it looks like. 2 Samuel 18:18. Now, Absalom, in his lifetime, had taken and set up for himself the pillar that is in the king's valley. For he said, "I have no son to keep my name in remembrance." And he called the pillar after his own name, and it is called Absalom's Monument to this day. A monument to self. Here's what it looks like. It's a tall pillar erected with pride and greed, decorated with lust and power. Blowing in the breeze at the top are banners of momentary pleasure and self-gratification. And there, for all to see, chiseled in big letters, is the name of its maker. But monuments to self always have a foundation problem. Sooner or later, they will come crumbling down. There's only one monument that can stand, a life transformed by Jesus. It is built by grace through faith and is decorated by the atoning blood of the perfect sacrifice. It is built on the rock, and that foundation will stand forever. Today, I want you to ask God to point out any monuments to self in your life. Maybe even ask a trusted friend to prayerfully help you see any areas of your life in danger of crumbling. And secondly, thank Jesus for his work in building an eternal foundation that will never collapse. The foundation of Jesus is the place from which we will be launched into eternity. So, Father, check my heart. Show me any monument to self that I've created and help me to tear it down and remain standing and alive transformed by Jesus. In his name I pray, amen. And you know what? I encourage you to continue to keep watching out for those monuments to self.